This is D&D Encounters Beyond the Crystal Cave, and we are going to be playing Session 3, Week 3. And right off the bat, can you guys just quickly go around and tell me what you're playing, your character's race, class, and theme if you've got one, just so that we know. So we'll start here with Charles. Who are you playing, Charles?
Tom, Pixie Bard.
Tom the Pixie Bard, do you have a theme?
Yep, Crystal Brooker.
Okay. Dimitri, what do you got tonight?
Chroniker, he's a elven monk ranger, no theme.
Okay, Connie. Okay.
Zachary, a Walden monk who is a Sildaean sheen lord.
Okay. Right. Jacob, who do you got there?
Tinkerbell is a pixie with the Bay Beast Tamer theme.
Right. Okay. Can I get everyone to roll initiative for me, please?
20
flat straight out?
Yep.
Chris, 20.
15.
Dimitri?
20.
Which of you guys has a higher modifier?
Dimitri,
20 plus. Charles?
14.
17 for myself.
Nice.
Anybody offering bonuses for initiative here?
I don't think we got any warlords this time around. Okay, so the short recap, because it's been a couple of weeks. You guys, some of your characters are from Crystalbrook, some of your characters are from the Sildaean Forest. Both of these areas are relatively close to each other, and both of these areas have been experiencing problems over the last year because of attacks from these weird fey creatures, along with these strange mist and cold winds that have been blowing into the neighborhood. Each side blames the other side, and the escalations have been getting heated and more serious. Greetings. The parents are the. Where were we here? The woman who runs Crystalbrook, her son, his name is Orlando, and the daughter of the gentleman who runs the Sildaean Forest, her name is Juliana, are. Seeing each other, and a couple of weeks ago they disappeared, and the parents are blaming each other, or each of the parents is blaming the other parent, and so you guys were brought in to act as impartial arbiters to try and figure out what was going on, find the missing kids, and hopefully stop both sides from going to war and potentially killing each other. The first week when you guys were going to the two towns to visit the parents, you had an encounter with some fey creatures, and you guys made short work of them. And then the next week you guys actually made it to the cave, or the entrance to the cave, and there was an echo spirit and an ochre jelly that pretty much crushed the party. And so that's where we pick things up here. So you guys have had a chance to have a short rest. You guys interacted with the Oracle. You got a little bit of information out of that. And
game hasn't actually started.
And we're starting right now. And so that's where we pick things up. So once you're set up, give me an initiative, please.
No one has any
initiative. No modifiers, okay. No.
17 plus 4. 21.
21's going to win it. Okay. Yeah, that's good. All right. So you guys are going to enter the map on this side once we get here. So if you guys can pass over minis.
Have we taken a rest since last time?
You had a short rest.
A short rest.
Yeah.
So encounter powers are back. Hit points are.
If you can spend healing surges, but you haven't regained any surges yet.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys were in that large cavern before, and then you were traveling through the tunnels, and that's where we picked things up. Just anywhere. Okay. And let me just make sure I got the right page here. And we're good. Okay, so the tunnel follows a gradual slope upwards, running a wild course through the darkness. A stream tumbles along the channel in the middle of the passage, the water reflecting light as if the surface is crystal rather than liquid. Soon, the cave walls begin to behave in a similar way, almost as if tiny stars were embedded in them. And is anyone here trained in dungeoneering?
Nope.
Nobody's trained in engineering? Okay. No worries. Okay, so the tunnel broadens. A small, clear pool stands here with brilliant crystal formations rising from beneath its surface. The cave and stream continue to the northeast. Crystals, are we here yet? No, we're not here yet. The cave and stream continue to the northeast, crystals jutting prominently from the stones and water alike. A faint tinkling emanates from the crystals. Anyone trained in perception?